Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, specifically the Menards Film Room. Pete Bursich, Paul Allen. We call Vikings games on radio like we will do at noon today at FM 100.3 The Fan, your home for Vikings football. As we come to a conclusion for the 2014 Vikings season, we close it today against the Chicago Bears. Despite the 6-9 record, there have been some good things done this year.
There have been a lot of good things, and I think what we can do on the end of the season, holiday season, is focus on some of the good. We'll show some explosive plays, some great defense, and see what we can build on for next year.
Overall, last point, defense became an identity of this team off a horrific defensive team in the 2013 season. Now, it took a step back a little bit in that Miami Dolphins game, but overall, what did you like about this defense?
Well, I think the back end, it's just the progression of Xavier Rhodes, how well he's playing, the addition of Captain Munerlin, Anthony Barr, in a lot of the things that he can do. So I look at the back end of that defense. This is a passing league now, and that's where our improvements are. Harrison Smith continues to be a playmaker. He shows up on this film a couple times. Those are the guys that are going to turn this into a top 10 defense.
Menards Film Room, let's go back to game one for a couple of positive moments.
All right, Paul, and the first one, we're going to go all the way back to opening day, and I love this thing from the end zone. We'll get a chance to see it. But this is the big Cordarrelle Patterson run, and this is what we had expected of Cordarrelle. This is what we were looking for to get all season long.
Yeah.
You know, just won't be denied to get himself here into the end zone. You know, Cordarrelle has not had the season that he really, I think, wanted. However, he does still have this explosive ability. And you'll see two good blocks here on the outside by that tight end. Fusco, another guy that we're missing right now. He comes out, seals it. And right when you pause it here, we mentioned this before, these lanes, I mean, this is just perfectly designed, perfectly called, and perfectly executed to get to him to about right there. The rest of this is Cordarrelle. Breaks two tackles right there. Mm. And these guys are hustling now. This is opening day. 94, boom, miss. Beats a piece of them. But still, Cordarrelle cuts back one more time to get into the end zone. So this is the athleticism that Cordarrelle has. Now, one of the guys that we had mentioned just before, Harrison Smith, the safety. This is what he can do when you give him the ability to lurk, as they call it, where he could come in and just read the quarterback, steps up, he sees that crosser developing, and then he beats the ball to the receiver. Bang. Big interception. And then, as always, with Harrison Smith, he can turn defense into offense, and then it's just a sprint to the end zone. Good blocking down, Everson Griffin. You know, Everson Griffin's another guy that really, really has had a fantastic year. Rookies, these are some of the guys that have stepped up. This is a big play against Atlanta. You'll see Anthony Barr right there. Now, he has this guy in coverage, and what he'll do is he'll take a step back. Right there, he's looking. He sees that this tight end is blocking. So what he does, block blitz. And what he has, though, is that speed. Look at this, about 10 yards right here. 10 yards to the quarterback, and just look how quickly, once he turns on the jets, boom. Don't forget now, we got a little outside pressure here from Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson, everyone's talking about the numbers and things like that. Brian Robinson makes this play happen because he makes the quarterback pull it down, step up, and boom, Anthony Barr is there for the big sack.
And you'll see Matt Ryan's going to see Julio Jones here. He's going to come open. He's looking for him.
Exactly right. And this is one of the things as a young team and things that you learn. If you're playing man-to-man, these guys cannot be on the same level. They cannot be. They have to be staggered so something like this does not happen. Because that's a big play right there. Because all you have left is a free safety, and this is going to be a 10 or 15, maybe even more. So, you know, you'd rather be lucky than good sometimes, but when you have the athleticism, like a guy like Anthony Barr, again, look at that. He just turns on the jets, bam, and that is a big hit on Matt Ryan.
Can you go back to the beginning of that just quickly? A-gap pressure. Mike Zimmer did this more this year than I've ever seen in my 13 years calling Vikings football. What does this do?
What this does is that when you have these two linebackers sitting in here, these offensive linemen, there's no strength to this formation. It still allows the defensive ends and the tackles to run their games on the outside if they want to. They don't know if these guys are going to blitz or not. So what it does is it holds whichever one of these two guys is responsible for these two in pressure to where they need to be. So they can't just turn out. They can't just turn the center here.
Yep.
Or in this case, the back offset, turn the center this way and have the back in here to help out, because they have to account for these two. You don't have to send them a lot. You don't have to send them a lot. I remember Mike Tice talking about Monty Kiffin and how he walked those guys up for 11 games in a row, and then all of a sudden against the Vikings, he decided to blitz them. So it is that kind of accountability. Again, double team over here, tight end and a running back. that allows Anthony Barr to come free. So that look, what it does is it kind of holds the middle. Again, here's that look with the two linebackers walked up inside. We'll go to the end zone on this one so you can see it better. We have Chad Greenway right here. He's hanging out, and boom, the running back steps up. See, this just creates enough confusion here where he's late to get down, so they're unable to get to him. And then Chad just beats his blocker. One guy's got to win, and boom, you get the sack. So that's that look up front that we were talking about. A couple weeks later, toward the end of the season, now we have Teddy at the helm. This is just a very, very nice job of Teddy.
Oh.
Pump faking, stepping up.
Good move.
Yeah, exactly. This move right here, you have a defensive end in coverage. He just falls down. And this is a nice little double move to get him behind. But this route right here, and Teddy looking at it, pulls the coverage out and allows this route on the outside to be wide open right there.
Charles Johnson.
Boom. Exactly. And Charles Johnson, bang, catches it in stride. This takes a while to get going. This is a nice job by Khalil Johnson turning back out. This is just a good job up front to give him a pocket to step up and throw.
Jerry is right. Game winner against the Jets.
And this is another nice play by Teddy Bridgewater. He checks to this play, gets it outside on the whip screen, and again, block right here. Rudolph out here on the block. You have one guy to beat. And with the speed and with Jerry is taking it, boom, one guy misses, and away we go. Sullivan gets just a piece. And there he goes. So, you know, those are the things, Paul, that we've looked at and seen. There's a lot of positives out there. We have a lot of explosive plays on offense. The defense is really come around, especially in the coverage end. We're close. And I think if you had a few more pieces of the puzzle, we'll get that top 10 defense. Teddy Bridgewater continues to improve. Two-dimensional team. Here we go.